Okay, Rabosai. We wanted to go on a little in discussing this first Gemara. And as we recall, the Gemara asked how Hillel could override Ein Din Toraisa, and Abaye said,
You're out of focus.
And like a lot of things will technically be totally on this question. My focus, Rashi and Tosos, whether Rava also agrees to this or not. But at the very least, Abaye said, that Shviyath nowadays only Rabbanan, Detanya, Rebbe Yomer Zedar, Shmita, Shamot, Beshtei Shmitos, Achas Kadaver, Achas Shmitos Karka, V'Achas Shmitos Kstafim, for the double lotion of Hashmita Shamot. Is mancha tamashame karka tamashame ksopim, mancha ia tamashame karka ia tamashame ksopim. And nowadays is mancha ia tamashame karka, so therefore ia tamashame ksopim midoraita, shmita ksopim is only midarabanan, so Hillel can override a din, a din derabanan. The Gemara explains that the kin rabanan to shame day for the shviyat, the rabanan made shviyat, shmita ksopim just as they care, right? Hillel should know only the halva there, the omid the hitkin, first bull, and Hillel made a first bull against it. Because he could go against the Din Rabbanan. Here we have a big machlokas Rishonim as to what Rebbe's drasha means. Rebbe's drasha is clearly saying A is totally on B, right?
You're out of focus again.
Bizman sha'ata.
Computer expert and tells you this reason.
This will work. Anyway, hopefully everyone can hear me. If you can't, then I probably can't hear you, so it'll help the same thing. So what is Rashi's opinion? What is Rashi's opinion?
This is something
there. Right. It's a little hard to figure out how to say this properly, right? Here we mean shviyat. Iser avodat karka.
There's a problem with the focus.
The iser avodat karka b'shviyat.
There's a problem with the focus.
When that applies, then
this is going to be a tough shiur.
Sufim applied, meaning it's within shmitah. Dad does bar hashmita shamo. It's all within Shemitah, the internal Shemitah drasha. When one half of Shemitah applies, the other half of Shemitah applies. When one half of Shemitah doesn't apply, the other half of Shemitah doesn't apply. And therefore, Shemitah's ksav is manazet rabbanan, because Shemitah's karkav is manazet rabbanan. Now, we still have to figure out why, and it makes a lot of sense to drasha within Shemitah. Shemitah's karkav, mishami ksav. Okay, that's Rashi. Let's just first put on the board.
Focus is really
what good. Is.
I don't really know what to do about this.
No,
it is.
What is? It doesn't seem to want to focus.
Anyway, what is the shita of Tosos here? I think we need a Zoom Rabbi so that I can.
Sure, well, someone else tries to get the computer to work. Okay, anyone wants to volunteer? Let's see how long this stays in focus. what is the shita of Tosos? Tosos says in Yovel and Shmita. Shmita depends on Yovel. Right? Shemitah depends on Yovel. Why? Because Tosfos thinks that Avi Shemitah is one thing. You don't even need a drasha to say all Shemitah is one thing. There's one thing called Shemitah. So it must be compared to Yovel. Shemitah's karka means Yovel. Because Meshame karka does not mean to not work the land. Rather, Meshame karka means to return the land to its original owners during Yovel. Two different meanings of Meshame karka, not to refrain from agriculture, but to return to its original owners during Yovel. Who do all the other Rishonim agree with? All the other Rishonim agree with Tosfos. Every other Rishon I found, I'm sure there's some obscure ones I haven't noticed yet. Every other Rishon I found agrees with Tosfos. I wrote down for myself that in our Sugya, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran and the Meiri all agree with Tosfos. I mean, that's pretty much everyone you could look for on our Sugya. And the Rambam also, at first and at last. But certainly the Rambam seems to say the exact same thing as Tosfos, and I think this will actually be true in the end. Says the Rambam. That it's talking about Yovel. Says the Rambam here, Perek Tet, Halacha Beis, Ein Shmita Tzav Noheges Min HaTorah, El Bizman Shai Yovel Noheg, Sheish Am Shmita Tarka. The Rambam clearly interprets Shmita Tarka to mean Yovel, right? Not refraining from agriculture, but returning the land to the Omer. Shari Yashra Karka Lebailim Blo Kesef, meaning giving the Karka back to its Bailim without Kesef. That's called Shemitah's Karka. The Dover De Kabbalah, who that is a Mestora, Amrukham is Mansha the Meshamek Karka, the Meshamek Sophim, Kalmako, the Marthin Kutzler, Mansha Inshan Shemitah's Karka, and the Meshamek Sophim, the Shemitah, Apilu Ba Areso Toto, and Shari Shomen. And that is certainly what the Rambam sounds like. He said, Yovel. When there's Yovel, the Shemitah of Tzafim, there isn't Yovel, there's Shemitah of Tzafim, who says the Rambam actually the third Shita? The Ketz of Mishnah, right? You all say Ketz of Mishnah? The Ketz of Mishnah says that the Rambam's actually a third Shita, neither of the ones on the board. According to the Ketz of Mishnah, what's the Shita of the Rambam?
Yovel and Shemitah.
Exactly. This is potentially a big chumrah. There is another Ketzef Mishnah that undoes this, right? This Ketzef Mishnah got the lot in the Hetzer Mechibar controversies, right? Is Shemitah, meaning Shemitah, agricultural Shemitah, right? Nowadays, Midor Reiser and Midor Banan. Basically, according to Tosfos, agricultural Shemitah is obviously Midor Banan. There's no Yovel. Everyone knows no Yovel. Meaning, we can explain why there's no Yovel, but it's a fact. Like, people here are more than 50 years old. They know there's no Yovel. According to Rashi, the Shemitah of the Karka Lechora, the agricultural Shemitah, is also Midrash Banan. Why? Because he doesn't say why, but since we decide Shemitah's Kesef Midrash Banan because Shemitah's Karka is Midrash Banan, obviously there's some reason Shemitah's Karka is Midrash Banan. But according to the Mishnah, we learn from Yovel to Shemitah Kesef him. But not answer Avodas Karka Vishvias. Right? According to the Mishnah, he has a unique Shita that the answer Avodas Karka Vishvias is still the rights of his monotheist. Even according to Rebbe, as the Rambam possibly like Rebbe, and most we've shown him possibly like Rebbe, nonetheless, that's not any heter or any ground for cooler heter material or anything like that, which I'm not going to answer now. And when it comes to agricultural prohibitions of the seventh year, because the comparison between Yovel and Shemitah Kesafim. What is the logic? Why would the comparison only be between Yovel and Shemitah Kesafim and not between Yovel and all of Shemitah? Because what's the context of this part? Yeah.
The
pasuk is talking about Shemitah Kesafim, right? If you remember, parsha A, that's where we touched on Kabbalah, Moshiach, Adar, Tehach, Tehach, A, look, Yotzri, we have the fifth, the car, Shemitah, like that. The pasuk is only talking about Shemitah Kesafim, so it's only comparing Shemitah Kesafim to Yovel. And if you think about it, Yovel is about giving you know, basically giving people free money, as it were. Not free money, giving people free money that is sort of was sort of theirs because they sold you the land. And Shemitah's something about giving people free money, not making them pay back the debts they owe. So it's basically about, you know, distribution of wealth and distribution of wealth. Yeah, this distribution of wealth depends on that distribution of wealth. But what does that have to do with the land resting? The land resting is a totally different thing. So the, each of these, right, Rob says that internal Shemitah did. Koch says comparing the two different kinds of years. And the Gezer Mishnah says it is comparing the two different redistributions of wealth. But that has nothing to do with the karka resting. That is a totally different in Legamri. And what's the deal of the Kesef Mishnah? If you look in the Rambam Perikets, he said, "Ain't Perikets or Abed, ain't Shemitah Ksafim, no heg, it's been al Taral Odanta, Yovel, no heg, etc." It's all about Shemitah Ksafim. Now, not a very good deal because Perikets is the Perikets of Shemitah Ksafim. So the Perikets of Shemitah Ksafim, he discussed the Shemitah Ksafim. But it's somewhat of a deal. So before we analyze each of these three Shitas, let's just figure out where the Kesef Mishnah is right or wrong. Is the Kesef Mishnah right or wrong that this is shot in the Rambam? Because
we have a different Girsa, and even in the Girsa, he says it's really not so
correct. It seems wrong because it's a matter of your soul. Now, again, go figure out what's the right Girsa of the Rambam and the wrong Girsa of the Rambam. But it's a pretty good bet that if all the manuscripts have the same Girsa, then that's the right Girsa in the Rambam.
Yes, especially even though I'm working in the Girsa, I could read my Girsa to say the other way. But
correct. Not to mention the fact that one Girsa is equivocal and one Girsa is unequivocal, is what you're saying, right? Where are the two different Girsos? When the Rambam talks about Yovel and Perek Yud, he discusses what is totally on Yovel. And he says, "For Gidol Lachatetz, with Matcha Yoeg Noe, Yovel Noeg Noeg Din Evet Ivri, Vidin Bati Erechoma, Vidin Steich Haramim, Vidin Steich Huzo, Mekamun Gir Toshav, Noeg Eshvias, Ba'aret, Vashmat Asav, Mechal Makom, Min HaTorah." Okay, with Matcha Ein HaYovel Noeg, Ein Noeg Echmol Eilam, nothing applies except for Kutz Mishvias Ba'aret, Vashmat Asav, Mechal Makom, Midivrehem, Kamo Shavi Arnu. What is the printed Girsa, right? The Kesef Mishnah had the printed Girsa in the Rambam. What is this Girsa? Says none of these apply except for Shviat Ba'aretz, Bashmat Stuffin B'chol Makom Midivrayim. Let's just put the Girsa up here. Girsa on the book. Again, because Mishnah had that Girsa, you can't. He had the Girsa he had. He was sort of stuck with that, right? He certainly didn't have access to any other Girsos in the Rambam. The question is what he did with it. What did he say? Ain't no Chalila, except, right? Ain't no Noheg, Chod Mishviyat Ba'aret, Be Hashmata Tzofim, Dechalmakon. Now, what's the ambiguity here? The ambiguity is midibrehem going on one thing or on two things? Is it, do you read it as, put me, in which case it's all midrabanan, or do you read it as, put me, and that's what the stuff in Cholmak me midibrayim. And the Kesef Mishnah chooses to read it this way, right? Because the Mishnah chooses to read it. Put me shviyat va'artha stuff in Cholmak me midibrayim. Wrong way. Kesef Mishnah chooses to read it not that way. I'm going to hope it was out as a mistake that you thought you shouldn't shout at the Rebbe. Not that. So now it's corrected at the same time. There's no excuse next time I have to. Anyway, the Kesef Mishnah chose to read it the red way, right? Put me Shmita via the RF, which is all right stuff. As me the stuffing, because Shvi Chutz me Shvias Ba'aretz, right? And Shvias Tovim Chol Makom, which is Midivreihem. Now, could you give me two, even according to this Gersha, could you give me two tainas why that's not the best read of the Rambam?
There's no reason to mention it all in the Halakha.
Exactly. If Shvias Ba'aretz was the Oraita with Yovel, and the Oraita without Yovel, it shouldn't be in this Halakha at all. A lot of things don't depend. It then doesn't depend on Yovel at all. It's the exact same thing with without Yovel. Why isn't this Halakha? This Halakha is things that depend on Yovel. So that's, it's not a proof, but it's a taina. The other taina is, what's another reason it's not a good read? To say, I mean, Shvias Ba'aretz Midoraita, and Ashvat HaSavim Chalmokha Midibrayhem, I think is, then he should have said, Shvias Ba'aretz Midat Torah, Ashvat HaSavim Chalmokha Midibrayhem, or the right one is Midibrayhem, why not say both? Why save Midibrayhem and not say the thing is not Midibrayhem? So I think because the Mishnah to read is very gotcha, even in this Girsa, but possible. The main problem is that this is only the Girsa of the printed Rambam. Substantially every single manuscript of the Rambam we found. I don't know if anyone printed out, brought it with them. If you look in the Frankel, you look at any of the other modern Rambams, they have a completely different Girsa. They have a completely different Gersa in the Rambam. So even though the Kesemish is attractive, their Gersa of the Rambam there is Chut Mi Shviyat Ba'aret Mi Debrayhem Ushvidat Stavim Chol Makom Mi Debrayhem. There it is, very important. I'll bring it in. No? But in the Kesvayad, you have the Gersa of the Kesvayad there word for word?
It just says from a refocus, the Shinchis Bayach and Purshon, Dr. V. Spotter is no Vegas with the
Brahman. Okay, they're very strong, so they can't actually quote what's in the Kisvei Hayad. But they quote that Mari Korkas quoted what's in the Kisvei Hayad. Oh, that makes the kosher. Yeah. Anyway, I don't have the Mari Korkas. It's printed in the Frankel. I forgot to bring out my Frankel. Anyway, there's the Purish in the Gersa of all the manuscripts that it's put. Mishviyat Ba'aret mi Debrayhem, Vashmata Tafim, Bechol Makom mi Debrayhem. In which case, according to the Kizbiyat of the Rambam, it's really Meduyak, even according to the less accurate Girsa of the printings, it really seems the Rambam is the exact same thing as Tosfos. All the Shita nowadays is Midravanan, because there is no Yovel that is pocket shot in the Rambam. Interestingly, a lot of Akronim did not have access to this, even though the Mari Korkas also tells the Gersi family Ktav Yad. First of all, until modern days, you can collect every single Ktav Yad. Why would I trust what the Mari Korkas found in Ktav Yad more than, why would you trust one Ktav Yad? One Ktav Yad is not better than the printing. Okay? Either way, it's one person with the printing. It's only the only Kisvei Yad you're convinced of, and that's the fact that they didn't have Mari Korkas either. So they had no clue there was another Gersa in the Rambam, and Kesef Mishnah had a lot of influence. So fascinatingly, many of the Achronim, when they discussed the whole issue of Etzma Peter, etc., start from the one Gersa in the Rambam.
Yeah, the use of the Ktav Yad is a little bit different.
One of the Kesemish's problems is that he says we should talk like the Rabbanan over Rebbe. The problem is that the Rambam actually quotes Rebbe. He's saying...
Hold that thought. Let's just go to the Kesemish for a second. I mean, the Kesemish, even if it's not really the right gear from the Rambam, the Kesemish is also worth something. Right? Keep in mind, the Kesemish knew there are two ways to read the Rambam. Why did he... Even when he's here, there's two ways to read the Rambam. He chose to read the Rambam this way, not because it was the most, because he thought it was the most good way to read the Rambam. He really just thought it was a good Svara. The government thought it was a good Svara. And Taka is a good Svara. The drush is limited to the context of Parshas or a redistribution of wealth that has nothing to do with the Shabbat or Shabbat Vashem. The Shabbat Vashem is separate. Why should that be totally on anything? Just the redistribution of wealth that is only been on the Chavira was totally on each other. You know, Lamakum of Shabbat isn't pulling on anything. That's very reasonable.
The Gersa and the Ktav Yad is a little bit different.
There's another problem that the Mishnah has, which what the Mishnah Melech points out, which is that he's against the Mefurish Gemara. He's against the Mefurish Gemara Moed Katan. What does the Gemara Moed Katan say? The Gemara Moed Katan is By the way, notice how similarly it's a makot to the buying rubber, which we'll come back to. It asks, how could they say machin beisachlokin, bimoid, et cetera, right? The beginning of my cutting. Basically, what's the principle of that first Mishnah without getting into any details? Is that you're allowed to do malacha on cholamoid and shvius to avoid damage, to avoid hepsid. So he said, well, how can you do malacha on shvius? How could there be a bona mater for hepsid malacha on the davar ave, malacha on shvius? It's you can't mater an issue, right? Because you lose money. So Abaye's answer is obvious. Shvius, none of that. Rebbe says shvius, none of that is only means rabbana, and therefore it's only rabbana. The rabbana can mater. And Rava says, no, even without that, even the Chachamim, Shvius is only the right that you do the Av Malacha mentioned explicitly in the Pesukim, things like watering, which is not mentioned in the Pesukim, which are both told those, are only the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan have the right to be Matur them. Have you read the Gemara in? The Gemara in Moed Katan, where is it? The Beis and Beis start? The Gemara in Moed Katan. excuse me. Dot base and base stuff, give them an aleph, etc. What does it say? It says, Lefi Rebbe Avodas Karka Bishviyat Bismanazet is Asura Rak Mitrabanan. Right? That's basically what the Gemara says. This, according to Rich Stone, is this like flow the bet that Rebbe makes Avodas Karka only if the Drabanan. According to which of these three sheets does this flow most simply? And they say, Shamot, as much as the Mishavi Karka, Tamashavi Ksafim, but after Yitz Hamashavi Karka, Yitz Hamashavi Ksafim, this flows most naturally according to Tosfos, right? When there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah at all. There's no Shemitah Ksafim, there's no Shemitah Taka, right? So this is Nicha, Hishim, Ein Yovel, Ein Easter. Shemitah v'flau, right? Rebbe dropped up being quoted in two contexts. Number one is quoting Moikatan, number two is quoting Gittin. Yeah, when there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah at all. There's no agricultural Shemitah in Moikatan, and there's no financial Shemitah in Mesechus Gittin. Rashi has to add a few words to Moikatan to make it flow. Because what's Rebbe's drasha? When there's no Israel of Vodas Karka, there's no Itzer of Shvitas Kfafim. But how does that prove there's no Itzer of Vodas Karka? Right? When there's no Itzer of Vodas Karka, there's no Itzer of Shvitas Kfafim. That proves there's no Itzer of Vodas Karka. What do you mean? I haven't proven there's no Itzer of Vodas Karka. So notice Rashi and Moed Katan is Lashitot. They throw in a few words to make it work according to his Shita. What does Rashi say in Moed Katan? Rashi says, Bizman Shatamis Mishamate, etc. Miklal the Ikazman to Lo Mishame Karka. Since Rebbe said, when you're not Mishame Karka, you're not Mishame Ksafim, this implies it's not the statement of Rebbe, it's the implication of Rebbe. This implies that there must be a time you're not Mishame Karka. After all, if you always had Mishame Karka, then why would Rebbe say when there's no Mishame Karka, no Mishame Ksafim? It must be that sometimes no Isra Vodas Karka. So the implication is that sometimes no Isra Vodas Karka. When would there be no Isra Vodas Karka? Obviously, it's not as that, not in the days of David HaMelech, right? You can't bring one time to no Shkita Karka. It's not a Golem. Okay, so therefore, that's what Rashi said. Says Rashi that the Rebbe's Rasha implies, it's an implication. It's not the din. Rebbe's not telling with din there's no Isra Vodas Karka on the right side. But it implies that Yesh Zman She'ein Isra Torah Vodas Karka. Right? So the implication of Rebbe, not application of Rebbe. For Tosfos and others, we don't the application of Rebbe. Of course, for the Ketzev of Mishnah, this is a Sefer Gemura. That's the Mishnah that the government says is you're against the Mefurash Gemara. You're not allowed to be against the Mefurash Gemara. That's a basic rule. One of the ground rules is you can't be against the Mefurash Gemara. And One of the ground rules is you can't be against the Mefurish Gemara. Okay. So here it is a Ira Gemura Leshita Ketha Mishnah, and everyone pointed that out. Probably wasn't the first, but one of the first was the first one on the page was the Mishnah Melech. Okay, the Ketha Mishnah also knew the rule of not going against the Mefurish Gemara. So what was the Ketha Mishnah thinking? What was the Ketha Mishnah thinking? Hey, Gemara. The Gemara's talking about a bodas karka, and the Gemara is saying that it's only drabana nowadays because of the drasha of Rebbe. So what's the Ketha Mishnah thinking? So obviously, the Ketha Mishnah at the pop can against the Gemara Moed Katan. Okay. Why would he possibly against the Gemara Moed Katan? It's a machloket between Rebbe and the Rabban. Well, you're both right. Doesn't matter which one. Machloket between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Is there a rule for that? Machloket Rebbe and the Chachamim? What's the rule? All right. Halacha is like Rebbe. Right, now look like Rebbe against the Yachid, but not against the Rambam. So Rebbe versus the Chachamim, we should follow the Chachamim. And he says, it's a very nice thing, Mark, there's a rule. Rebbe and Chachamim, then we follow the Chachamim. But we obviously have to pop them like Rebbe, because you're allowed to water your trees. All of us, anyone here have a backyard, et cetera? Didn't we all do a little watering during Shemitah? No one watered during Shemitah? We're also from. I didn't water my trees at all during Shemitah. But it's not because I'm so from. It's just because I'm a very bad gardener. I usually don't water my trees in the other 6 years either. But halakhically, right, you're allowed to water your trees during Shemitah so they don't die. Why don't my trees die? Because they're my trees and they know that they have to be extra tough if they want to survive. But you're allowed to water your trees during Shemitah. Why are you allowed to water your trees during Shemitah? Because the Rabbanon let you. How could the Rabbanon let you? So doesn't that prove that we have to pop in like Rebbe? Doesn't Abaye say the only way to explain the Mishnah Moed Katan is to leave it to Rebbe, so you must pop in like him? So what's the answer?
That's a Rabbanon.
I didn't hear you. That's Abaye. But no, told the Rebbe, but Rabbanon disagreed, right? Abaye said that the Rabbanon, because Shemitah is not a dead Rabbanon like Rebbe. And Rav says that Drabbanan is told us the Drabbanan. He says, I feel the Chachamim. So Abaye says we have to hold like Rebbe, but Rav says, I feel the Chachamim. I feel the Chachamim means that Rav doesn't say we have to hold like Rebbe. So the rule is like Chachamim against Rebbe, and like Rav against Abaye. According to Rav against Abaye, the Mishnah could go either way. Once the Mishnah go either way, Allah is like the Chachamim. So how do we answer up? Let's just answer up the Ketha Mishnah, and then we'll say goodbye to him. How do we answer up? The answer is Haimalon Hirubba Neged Abaye De Hamishnah Sam Micha Lifi Kuli Alma, right? Let's say Micha Kam Lifi Chachamim. And if the Mishnah there can go either way, I'm on the Rabin Neged Rebbe. Right? We always pass like the Rabin against Rebbe. And therefore we don't pop. So what's the cop? So then hold on. If his principle is that if he's going to claim the Rabin holds not like Chum against Rebbe, then why in Gittin don't we pop like the Chum against Rebbe? Why in Gittin does the Rabin quote Rebbe? Right? Especially this stuff is Rabbanan because Masha that there's Yovel, there's Shvita Tzafon, there's no Yovel, no Shvita Tzafon. So why, according to him, does the Rambam paskin like Rebbe in Gittin if he doesn't paskin like Rebbe in Moed Katan? What's the answer? What did I say? Everything technical in our sugya depended on? Didn't I say something? Everything technical in our sugya depends on?
Look, it's a vibe of Rav's spirit.
Or better yet, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Right? Remember, there are two ways to read our Gemara. right? What was the Rashi Tosfos? Two ways to read our Gemara. This is going to come up again and again. It's a technical point, but underline the whole top issue, right? How does Rashi read our Gemara? The way Rashi reads our Gemara is, why does purple work? Abaye, here it says we talk like Rebbe, and Rava says, Hefker, Beth, and Hefker. The way Tosfos reads our Gemara, and that's one part of the Gemara which we're not getting into now. The way Tosfos reads our Gemara, the Gemara asks, why does purple work? I know we haven't yet explained until next time why Tosfos and Rashi agree. Abaye and Rava both agree. Because we're like Rebbe. Oh, what are Abaye and Rava to agree about? The next question, which is how they can make Shemitah stuff in their Rabbanan in the first place. Right? But Rashi, there are two answers. The original question, Abaye and Rava, and Tosfos, we read it, Dibra Maskel, Mi Kami. They said only one question, the original answer. Now, who does the Rambam hold like? Does the Rambam hold like Rashi or Tosfos? Does the Rambam hold like Rashi or Tosfos? I mean, is the reason purple works because of Rebbe, or is the reason purple works because we always talk about it like rubber, right? Everyone who talks like rubber gets the value. So according to Rashi, we should pop in purple works because of Hefker, Benz, and Hefker, which actually worked very nicely because every time the Rashi explained about purple works last year, he said Hefker, Benz, and Hefker. And according to Tosfos, we should pop in purple works because we don't like Rebbe. How does the Rambam say? Perek Tes, this is the Machlokes, the Rambam Ravid. Perek Tes, the Vilcha Shemitah, the Yovel, Halacha, Tes Zayin, says Tosfos, the Ain Prozbol Moel, Ela B'Shvitah, Stavon Vanadesh, and we debate Sofer, and Vol Shemitah Shal Torah, Ain Prozbol Moel, Ba. Prozbol only works nowadays because Shemitah Stavon is if they're above it. Prozbol would not work with Shemitah Stavon with the right. This is exactly Tosfos. Well, one answer is Prozbol work. The Shemitah Stavon is above it. If it's the right, the Prozbol wouldn't work. And the Ravid argues, and the Ravid says, what do you mean? Rava says Prozbol works in Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, whether Shemitah is the right, the Ravid. Basically, the Ravid holds like Rashi, and the Rambam holds like Tosfos. Now, because the Mishnah makes perfect sense. Again, it's a little funny. I'm spending a lot of time defending against the Mishnah when he's not the right here for the Rambam. But the Kesef Mishnah is defensive, meaning whether or not he's right here to the Rambam, he's not a lot of a kasha against him. He's a father. No, he's not allowed to be against the Gemara. Says, according to the Rambam, there is no machlokes to Abaye and Rava here. Both the Abaye and Rava agree that Prozbol depends on Rebbe. So, then Moed Katan, we popped in like Rava against the Abaye. That the Gemara could work more to all Tanoim, more if the Mishnah works more to all Tanoim, which pops like coming against Rebbe. But in Gittin, Bain La'abaye, Bain La'raba, Prozbol, Mahani, Rak, Lippi, Rebbe. In which case, we must pop like Rebbe, because they're the Prozbol, Takanatello, right? The Lachain, Kaimalan, Hirebi. Now it makes perfect sense. We talked to like half of Rebbe without the other half of Rebbe. We talked to like the getting half of Rebbe without the Moikot half of Rebbe. Why? Because he really likes the rule of Halakha Karabin whenever possible. And getting, you can't say Halakha Karabin because Bein Labai, Bein Larava, since the Rambam interprets like Tosfos, you have to say like Rebbe. But in Moikotan, once we hold like Rava against the Bayi, you're free to go with either Tana. You're free to go with either Tana. You follow the Rava. So he passes like half of Rebbe, meaning this is not what Rebbe meant, right? Says the Rava. And the Chiddush is, you can, the rule of Halop and Karav Neged Yachid even works for passing half like the Rava. You might have said once you pop like part of Rebbe, you pop like all of Rebbe. No, we pop like Hakamim whenever we can. And like Rebbe when we can't, that's shot in the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is defended. Let's go to Rashi for a moment. Again, we'll end up with most Rishonim, which is the main sheep shot, but let's go to Rashi for a moment. Rashi just left one question unanswered. That's not fair. He answered it in Rashi. He just, on the board so far, there's one question answered. What's unanswered according to Rashi? What the problem with the Kesem Mishnah is, how to deal with the murmur. Cut and we dealt with it. What's not a problem? The question is with Rashi. The question is, but why is Esther Avodas Karka not Noheg? This man has that. Right? Something to our bottom is Manadex, Esther Avodas Karka not knowing, meaning not knowing Minotaur, knowing your bottom. Why is Esther Avodas Karka not knowing Manadex? So, is it, let's see what Rashi says at first. Says Rashi, Vihilo Karebi Spirale, the Amar Shviyat Lashmanat Milvan Zedrabon, who be Avgab the Hill by Shani, have a Spirale La Baye, the by Shani, Hovlo, Yolov Noeg, Lona Gushmit and me de Oraisa. So Rashi said, because there's no Yovel, no Shemitah, meaning Rashi thinks that there is a two-step Rasha. When there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah of agriculture. When there's no Shemitah of agriculture, there's no Shemitah of stuff in. But if you look in the next Rashi, Bizmanchi Itham Hashem Karka, he says, Kion Akshav, Shabbat Lakdushas Haaretz, like Akshav, Shabbat Lakdushas Haaretz. We know that the big Machlokas are Rishonim. Whether Kedusha Shnia, right, the Kedusha of Ezra, of Eretz Yisrael, was Bakla or not, it's really Machlokas Tanoim and Yavamos and other places, Machlokas Tamurai, Machlokas Rishonim, right, the Rambam and many Rishonim hold that Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Shata, the Kitchel of Lavo, the Kedusha Shnia lasts forever. Sefer, the Rama and many others hold the Kedusha Shnia. Kedusha Shnia lasts forever. Rashi apparently holds, and we do find this in one or two of the Rishonei Ashkenaz. Rashi apparently holds that nowadays Batla Kedusha Aretz, right at the Churban by Sheni, Batla Kedusha Aretz. And that's what he says. Now they thought the Kedusha Aretz, and you know, Kedusha Aretz is no more agricultural. But those who have Kedusha Aretz is only for Mitzvah Tluyot Ba'aretz, meaning literally it's been on the ground. Right? Mitzvah Tluyot Ba'aretz, Ein Nohagat Ela Ba'aretz, is a principle in the Mishnah and Kedusha. The word Aretz means two different things. Mitzvahs that depend on the soil are only Noeg in Israel. So the agricultural Shviyot is a Mitzvah Tluyot Ba'aretz. That's possible when there's no Kedusha Aretz. And therefore, through this drasha, with the supplement also bought out, and it's only midrabanan. Okay, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says, what does Rashi really think? Rashi says that bezmanadeh, that why is there no Israel to karka midoraita? Because but look through saret. So why does Rashi say because there's no yovel? Why not say but look through saret? Yovel is not holy on Kedusha Aretz because the Gemara in Erechin says that when did they stop keeping Yovel in the days of Tanakh?
The first Golos.
Exactly. Not even before Sanhedrin exiled the Atharos HaShvatim, when Tiglath Pileser, I think it was, exiled the Shvatim from Eber Yarding. Right, Reuben and God, already they stopped keeping Yovel because it was no longer called Kol Yoshvel. Now they didn't have all 12 shvatim. So Rashi here, it's fascinating what Rashi thinks. What does Rashi say? Is Shemitah tolling Yovel or not? He says, well, he found that the Talmid of Yisrael Levi quoted from a Yerushalmi. He obviously didn't have his own copy of Yerushalmi. Minayin Shein Shemitah Hel Shemal Shuvel No Eich Shemar Zedvar Shemitah Shamot etc. Ah, there's Yerushalmi held that Shemitah depends on Yovel, but in Torah's Kohan number EC, the Shviyas Noeg Mancha Ain Yovel Noeg, but in the Sifra, it says explicitly that Shviyas is Noeg even when Yovel is not Noeg. But Omer Nishi Machlokas, and I say it is a Machlokas. How is he reading this though? If you look at the beginning, this says Vehilo Karebi Svirole, Domer Shviyas Lashon Svirole Zanatemi Drabbanan Hu, the Avgab the Hill by Shane, you have a Svirole La Abaye, Abaye hold. whenever it says really la baye, it wasn't imply a baye hold, but rub it up, right? Again, this is Rashi. He says Rav's not bringing Rebbe in here at all. So this is, let me tell you the explanation bit, but if you just read Rashi logically, what he's saying, you start with Rashi, this manazet derabanan. Why is manazet derabanan? Like he's going to say in the next piece, but look at Sarit. But Abaye holds differently. What the Rashi is saying is, according to Abaye, Abaye holds like the Yerushalmi. By your shaming, Mibnei, Shain Yomel. Abaye holds like the Yerushalmi, that Shmi depends on Yovel, meaning, but Abaye, Rashi ends up being basically the same as Tosfos. When there's no Yovel, nothing else is Shaya. The reason why Rashi doesn't just say Tosfos straight out is because the teachings are for Rabbah, so he's talking about it again. That's Abaye holds like the Yerushalmi. And therefore, even in Baye Shani, there is no Shmi to the right now because there's no Yovel. But Rabbah, Tavar, like the Sifrat, the Sifrat, the Tonin, same thing, two names the same. Midrash halacha on Vayikra. He'll like the fifth rod. Then, rak achar ha'orba. That's what we call the manazet. Eino nohe, meaning eino knowing midaraisa. Mipnei shevatla kedusha ha'aretz. Rashi thinks it's all part of the machlokes of the Mayim Rava. And Rashi says, and you know why Rava didn't give Abaye's answer? Why did Rava not like Abaye's answer? Because Rava didn't think Abaye's answer was valid. Abaye assumed that she just suffered Rabbanan even in the days of Hillel and the days of Beit HaMikdash. Abaye was like Yerushalmi. But we really hold like Rava. We really hold like Rava. We hold, no, that Shmita doesn't depend on Yovel. We're not Tosfos Nick. And we admit Abaye is a Tosfos Nick. But we really hold like Rava. And Rava holds during Baye Shein Shmita Tosfos Doraita. That's why he needed a different answer of Hefker Bez and Hefker to go against a Doraita. It's only Bizman and then that Shmita Tosfos Rabbanan because it's after the Korban. And that's what Rebbe meant. What did Rebbe mean by Drasha? Rebbe, by his original Drasha, meant that Shmita Tosfos him after the Korban is Rabbanan. So there's no Kedush Doraita, so agricultural Shmita Tosfos Rabbanan. However, Abaye uses Rebbe's drafta in a way that is not standard, that is not mainstream, and he says even during Baye Sheni, even during Baye Rishon after the first Golos of Tiglath Pileser, Shmita Tosfos Rabbanan, Shmita Tarka is only Rabbanan because it depends on Yovel. So Rashi seems to be very clear. Abaye, in Spirit Leila, Abaye by Shani, and he points out, Abaye holds that way, and that's okay for him to hold that way and for others not to hold that way, because it's machlokes between the Yerushalmi and the Sifra. So Abaye holds it depends on Yovel, and according to Abaye, Rashi and Tosfos are basically the same, but Rava holds that it does not depend on Yovel, and Rava holds, like the Sifra, denies it legamre. Rava holds like the Sifra, denies it legamre, and therefore it doesn't depend on Yovel at all. During his, according to Rava, during Baye Sheni it was Doraisa, only after the Chorban Baye Sheni it became Darabana.
Apparently, what's the Rava over there? So the Hefker Bez and Hefker
works even against the Doraisa.
That's during Yovel's time, it was during, but then after.
And during Yovel's time, he was governed Doraisa. He needed Hefker Bez and Hefker to be talking for the ball.
Only Darabana after about the.
Yeah. We had been attacked. If someone had been attacking for all after the Korban, they would have just said, Hillel wasn't part of the Korban. He needed Hefker Bez and Hefker. And according to Rashi, we understand why Rava didn't like Abaye's answer. Why did Rava like Abaye's answer? Rava held that she was the right for the days of Hillel. That is as far as Rashi goes, and everything I said here is explained this one paragraph of the Beis Halevi. There's a lot more in the Beis Halevi. This is the Beis Halevi's famous contrast about Hefker Mechira. Right? Beis Halevi is one of the famous opponents of Hefker Mechira, based on his whole lungus. And then obviously a lot of throughout Rebbe, which is why he dealt with our whole sugya really line for line, all the other Rishonim. He also really loved it. Mishnah, he wanted to be diet from few other Rishonim like the Kesef Mishnah. Okay.
Even according to basically, so after the Torban, then you don't have to have any takana whatsoever, or you do?
No, even after the Torban, they made Shita stuff in Midrabana, and they made Xerish Shita stuff in Midrabana.
On the level of Drabana, the whole thing.
Yes.
The whole thing.
After the Torban, Shita Drabana. Right. Now, let's just take a second to ask ourselves a few questions. We have room for a few questions here? Yeah, maybe. Which is really what some of the Rishonim here deal with. And here I'm a little stuck. I'll tell you why I haven't been getting enough sleep. And maybe someone here can see. What happened during Bayis Shem? Was or wasn't there Yovel during Bayis Shem? Good question. Was there Yovel during Bayis Shem? Was there not Yovel during Bayis Shem? Okay, we have seemingly three sheets about that. Was there Yovel during Bayis Shem? I mean, Tosfos already quotes in the first more in Erech and Vatan. It says, Mona Yovel Lekadi Shmita. Yeah, they counted the Yovel year than Bayis Shem, but not because they kept Yovel, only in order to know when the Shmita was.
Please tell us.
The placeholder. Again, this is my focus on whether the Shmita count start when the Yovel year one or Yovel year zero, and then you count year one. This more not built on it. From Yehuda, they think that Yovel year zero, and then count year one. So they count the Yovel, make a placeholder, but they didn't keep Yovel. Okay. Who has the most radical shita here? Whether they kept Yovel during Bayis Shem? Rabbi Nutam has the most radical shita. I understand who the most radical shita is. Somewhat of a subjective question, but here is the right objective. Rabbi Nutam is crazy radical shita here. Okay, we don't mess with Rabbi Nutam, but all of Rishonim said, crazy radical. What does Rabbi Nutam hold? One shita is Rabbi Nutam. What's crazy about Rabbeinu Tam Shita? He said that what is Rabbeinu Tam Shita?
Well, the comment was
right here in our Tosfos. What's Rabbeinu Tam Shita? That what? Okay, but that's a detail. What's the Shita? I'm not going to do what's Yovel during Bayis Shem. That's not the interesting part of the Shita. What's the Shita?
The comment was for after.
Yovel was midoraita.
Midoraita during Bayis Shem. Right? That's the radical part of the Shita. That's what separates him from the Ramban, Udi Imeru. That the Nahag Yovel Minda Oraisa during Bayis Shem. What's radical about saying Yovel applied Minda Oraisa during Bayis Shem is that it's against our Gemara, seemingly, because Abaye says that Hillel made it to Hillel. We all know Hillel was during Bayis Shem. Right? Yovel made it that Konak Hashmita was Rabbanan because there was no Yovel. But if there was a Yovel, then what is Abaye saying here? Then Abaye doesn't make any sense. So what is there in time have to say that is, what are two of the big dechaks that Rabbeinu Tam gets into? What does he then have to say? He then has to say that Hillel Tikein Lo Lidoro Ella La'achar HaKorban, right? Right, what's the case? You think Hillel made the Dakana of Yovel to apply in his days? No, in his kind of principle. In his days, Yovel was a righteous, but yourself is a righteous, you can't make principle. Rather, Hillel only made his Dakana to apply after the Korban. He says, I'm making the Dakana now, that after the Korban, when Chazal or Gozer should be the stuff in Midrabanan, I'm making the kind of principle. It's a very funny, like, how did he know they were Mitakish should be the stuff in Midrabanan? Maybe they were Mitakin that in the days of Tiglath Pileser already. So he knew that. How did he know there would be a word? Okay, that is very radical. Gets into a few problems. A, on Amud Beis, it asked whether Hillel was talking for his door or forever. So obviously it implied it was his door. So he had to say, either his door is lavdavka, it meant was he mitaket only for the door after the korban or forever, which is exceedingly random. He was mitaket only for one door that would be in 100 years. Or that's going to Rava, and here we're being a time is forced to go back to Rashi. Everyone said, oh, yeah, maybe that one is only going to Rava, who denies everything, so he's not like Rebbe. Okay, what else? I mean, there are bonnets, it's a whole host of questions. And first of all, since when do you make the tekanas for after the Korban? Like, there'll be rabbis then, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made plenty of tekanas. He knew how to take care of himself. Not to mention the fact that in post and pellets hunting, right? Really? You can make a tekanah b'chalei for the korban. Don't you leave any post and pellets satan? The Ramban says, and it's just like, it's really weird to say that Hillel made a tekanah for after the korban. Very, very good.
How could you say that if it said Hillel ra'ashinim no? Hillel saw at his time the people prevented. How can you say it?
He saw in his days mimnu, and he couldn't do anything about it in his days. So he said, at least I'll do something about it after the korban. Again, it's what can I tell you? I mean, the Ramban has, and everyone else, the Ramban, the Ran, everyone, they all have the same list of kashas against Rinu Tam. And I think the most fascinating kasha is kasha shalom shalom yotov te'ar pelas satan. Can't be. And then he asked another kasha. So that's one very doggo thing about Rinu Tam. What's the other very doggo thing? Is the Gemara Erechin said that Yovel is only noeg when what? When you have? Kol Yoshveha Aleha, when all the Jews live in Israel. And that means all the Shvatim. That's why Yovel stopped being noeg when Tiglath Pileser exiled Reuben and Gad, because then you only had 10 tribes left, not 12 Shvatim. So how many Shvatim were there in the days of Beit Sheni? Who came up with how many Shvatim came up with Ezra? What did it say in the Bible?
Three. Two plus the Levim.
Okay, depending on, depending on whether you count clergy. But Yehuda and Binyamin, plus the Levim, or at least the Kohanim, Mishavit Levi, meaning sort of the people who were from Malchus Yehuda, not the Aseret HaShvatim. The Aseret HaShvatim were exiled to Asher by Sancheirev, did not come back with Ezra. Ezra came from Babel, where Yehuda and Binyamin and the Kohanim, who had been exiled to Babel, came up with him. And that, of course, all over. There's a strange line in our Tosfos at the end. He says, Miu Kasha, the Zil Kribe Rav, who's the Ezra money, the whole Yud Bei Shvatim, says, look, Zil Kribe Rav. It's just Kribe Rav, it's state Mefurish in the Tanakh. It's state Mefurish in the Tanakh, and Ezra, he counts all 12 Shvatim. None of the Akronim know what Tosfos means by this. I see that in my Oz Vahadr that I have here, it's not mine, the classical Oz Vahadr, it says, sorry, well, Tosef, low. Okay, then the Hagos Ben Aryeh, that maybe Tosef is Kachin Zomli, and he says, look, still Kriya Rav, and Ezra doesn't count all 12 Tzvatim. We're not sure what this line means. He says, it's obvious that Ezra counts all Tzvatim. Nowhere counts all Tzvatim. Sefer Ezra, go through Sefer Ezra in your head. You'll see that nowhere does it count all 12 Tzvatim. The acronym all have different and varied Tzvatim as to what Tosef might have meant. Okay, in the Oz V'Hadar, it says, Tzorech L'Hosef, low. It means Tosef on himself, but it's Mefurish and Ezra. And that's the Ramban. It's Mefurish and Ezra that all called Tzvatim didn't come up. Right? How can you have Kol Yoshveha allowed? So what does Rabbeinu Tam have to say, B'dochak, that it's considered Kol Yoshveha allowed and by a Sheni because? Because a few guys came from the Tzvatim. Yeah, it doesn't count in Ezra. Now, maybe it still should have counted in Ezra, but you know, but they don't count the representatives in Ezra, only the real population. And therefore, they found three Shimonites and three Gadites and three Zacharites and three Zvulonites, et cetera, et cetera. And they brought them all here so they would have Kol Yoshveha Aleha. And now the Ramban asked the host of Kashna, well, hold on, they have to be living separately from each other. So Ramban Tam, I guess, would have to say, oh, and they gave them their own place to live. Hospitality, they have to live in their Nakala. That they got to say for Yeshua. So Rabbeinu Tam would be Nimchak and say, it counts as Kol Yoshveha Aleha, even if you only have two guys, and even if they're not living in their ancestral homeland, yeah, you have to give them a new Nachala, which is not so crazy, because where does it say that in the future they'll redistribute the Nachalas? I mean, Book of Tanakh? What's the only book of Tanakh that tells us the halachas of what will be in the future?
Yechezkel,
right? Yechezkel, the problem. I mean, it's an old problem that they don't always match the halachas that's said in the Chumash, but you and I didn't discover that. Right. Who was it? Who took 300 garbei yayin up to the attic till he answered all the kashas? I forget his name. Himself, Shabbos. Okay. So Berman Thomas, super nitzak. You can't say mamish old tall and king. That's ridiculous. That's against Sefer Ezra. I think it's even darker to say two guys came from each shevet because it listed two guys here and there in Sefer Ezra. Meaning the don't imagine Sefer Ezra was modern day Israel with 7 million Jews. Every Jew counted in the days of Ezra. There were only if you rounded it off to the nearest 100,000, you got zero. So anyway, he has to be nitzach in two ways. First of all, tremendous dechak that Hillel made, first of all, for a future generation, which is the rapt and angry, and also be nitzach to say that afilu kama anoshim mikol shevet koshiv Paul Yoshveha Aleha, which is exceedingly dochak, as the Rabban says, the Gemara says in a few places, that it's not going to be a kulchem because Ezra did not bring back most of the Jews. So you can call it Paul Yoshveha Aleha. He didn't bring most of the Jews. The Rabban says, Abadet, he's right. If one guy moves to Singapore, it's still called Paul Yoshveha Aleha. You don't need every single Jew, but you should eat most of each Shevet, right? Like the kulchem means most of the Shevet. You should need most of each Shevet. And no one agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha L'maisa, Kol Yisrael Aleha. No one's kosher for Rabbi Yochanan, and Halacha L'maisa, modern day peer discussion. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan has that two tremendous takak. Number one, that Hillel takak was after the Korban, Hillel was supposed to have Hillel Sutton, and getting involved in generations where he had no business taking his nose before. And number two, that he has to speculate that a few guys from each Shevet came up with Ezra, which it doesn't say anywhere in the Tanakh, and then speculate that counts for Yisrael Aleha as much as that is utterly counterintuitive, which is why no one in the world agrees with the Ring of Time. Again, we're no one in the world. I'm sure if you look through enough obscure Rishonim, you'll find someone agrees with the Ring of Time, but none of the mainstream Rishonim agree with the Ring of Time. So why did the Ring of Time say this crazy dog of that? Right? Because he was just in the mood to be weird, or because he had pressure, because there are riots. He had two riots where he was forced to say. Why was he forced to say? So this is the tremendous machai. What was his pressure? What is the basis for a being time? How did he know there was no elder die chaining? Over two troops? How do you know there's Yovel during Baishin? Bati Arichoma. The Gemara says in Erechin, when there's no Yovel, there's no din of Bati Arichoma. Right? Remember Bati Arichoma, you have 12 months to redeem them. This is a Bam Kasha. So Mishnah says in Erechin that originally Bati Arichoma, if I would tell Yehuda my house in the Arichoma, you have 12 months to redeem it. So what would I do? At the end of the 12 months, I would hide so he couldn't give me back the money and redeem it and go against the spirit of the law of the Torah. So Hillel made a takana that Yehuda could just bring the money to Beth and that counts as giving it to me. So Hillel made a takana about Bati Arichoma. Hillel was alive during Bais Sheni, right? I mean, it's Hillel we're talking about now anyway. Same Hillel who here says there's no Yovel, but that same Hillel was alive there in Bati Arichoma. So number one, Hillel, his man Hillel Nahag in Bate Arichoma. And what was Brian number two? Shivcha Harufa. This is based on a Gemara, right? The Gemara says in Krisos that it says Vashamim Ayel Tonal Achmatan, that they brought carbonos and they rebuilt the second base on Mekdash. Melamit Shekulon Shivcha Karufot Balu. They brought an Asham Shivcha Karufa. Okay, it doesn't say that in the Tanakh, it just says Asham. But the Gemara in Krisos says they brought Shivcha Karufa. And what's the problem? Shivcha Karufa means a Shivcha who is married or is whatever the word is. Somehow wed in some weird halachic in between state to an Eved Ivri, And the Gemara says that when there's no Yovel, there's no Eved Ivri. Yovel ain't din Eved Ivri no Haig. So therefore we see if there was Shivka Harupin by a chaining, there must have been Eved Ivri. There's Eved Ivri in by a chaining. So his man, the Kolchi Bat Bion, right? When they came back, he was like, just Nahag din Shivka Harupa. The MK Nahag din Eved Ivri. Those are the two factors that forced Rabbi Tam to conclude there was Yovel during by a sheep. Okay, all the other Rishonim disagree with Rabbi Tam. The Ramban and the Rashba, and I probably wrote down someplace who else. All the Rishonim Svarad, they all disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. How do they get out of the riot?
There's a birthday you can think about it.
But the Gemara Krisa says it was Rav Chista, I think, talking in Krisa, that's right. He doesn't quote here, but when it says in Krisa, it was you can't go get the Gemara Krisa, can you? Okay, goodbye. So it's a Gemara. I mean, you're right. There's five, six kinds of Hashem. That's no big deal. But the Gemara Krisa is Shivka Rupa. How do you get out of these two riots? So the Ramban here, by the way, if you want to get into Dine of an Ibrin Shivka Harupa and lots of other things, this Ramban and then the Rashba's responses to him, there's a lot of lumdus here when it comes to answering the Shivka Harupa. How do they get out of the Shivka Harupa? There's a lot of lumdus when it gets out of the Shivka Harupa. I'll just point out some of the answers to the Ramban and like be Mitzayan to some of the lumdus. One answer was Ramban's first and the way to get out Shivka Harupa is, it was people who were bowl Shivka Harupa during Bayis Rishon, right? The it says there are people still alive in Bayis Rishon. Remember, they're the ones who cried instead of rejoicing. So it was very old people who brought a carb. They were bowl Shivka Harupa in Bayis Rishon. And then there's no Beis HaMikdash. When they rebuilt it, they brought their Asham Shivka Harupa. The Ramban here has to make an assumption. The Ramban's assumption is, but it's not an unreasonable assumption. His assumption is that even though it's been, and this is what the Rashba disagrees with him about, it was many years before Bayis Rishon that the Gloss Blesser exiled Reuben and God, and there was no Yovel and there was no Eved Ivri. But he says, no, that's not a problem because the Gemara is one day, and Erchid Yirmiyahu brought back the Aseres HaShvatim. And if Yirmiyahu brought back the Aseres HaShvatim, then they started keeping Yovel again. And therefore, there was Yovel at the end of Bayis Rishon. And if there was Yovel at the end of Bayis Rishon, then maybe it was for old guys who were bullish at Chacharupa in time Bayis Rishon. That's one answer. The other answer is he gives four answers, all of which the Rashba really bots data. One answer is from time Bayis Rishon. The second answer is, there's a machloket tanoim, what Shivka Harupa is. One day I said that it's engaged to an Eved Ivri. There's another day. The other day is Muresas Levet Kanani. It's a Shifta who is Muresas Levet Kanani. Now, it's a Chiddush because normally you think there's no marriage for Avadim. But apparently there is not a marriage that's a Chiyuv Misa of Kiddushin Gemurin. But there is a marriage between Avadim and Shvachot. And therefore, if you violate that bond, you're Chayiv and Ashram Shifta. Harupa. So what do you have to say? You have to say that Rav Chista in Krista, who says with Shivka Harupa, held that Shivka Harupa is not because of an Eved Ivri. And we pocket Shivka Harupa only if she's engaged to an Eved Ivri, no problem. We'll say with Asham Talui. Right? Meaning the Tanakh says it was an Asham. It's only Rav Chista who said that it was Asham Shivka Harupa. And he knows you can have Shivka Harupa without Eved Ivri. Or he says, fascinatingly, this is the big Chiddush, said, or maybe, what does it mean Eved Ivri is bottle when the oval is bottle? So the Rashba and others say, it means that the din of Eved Ivri just doesn't apply anymore. He says, no, it doesn't mean the din doesn't apply anymore. It means that you can't make a new Eved Ivri. But the old Avadim Ivriim are grandfathered. And therefore he says, what? Once the oval is bottle, you can't buy or sell yourself than Eved Ivri. But if someone's already an Eved Ivri, actually they're much more of an Eved Ivri, because now the Yovel buckle, they never go free, right? If someone's already an Eved Ivri, then they stay an Eved Ivri, and even 70 years later, they're still an Eved Ivri, and they get engaged to a Shivka, And that would be if someone else, please do that Shivka Harufa. So that's a big kiddush. We say Eved Ivri is batel. We don't mean the existing Eved Ivri is our batel. The existing Eved Ivri is our grandfather. Just from now on, you can't have a new Eved Ivri. That's his third answer. His fourth answer here is that, what?
Has to be about 90 years.
That's fine. You can get married at that age. Again, I don't know, you know. You could certainly get married at that age. Not. I mean, I don't know how often it happens. But first of all, I mean, I don't know if you have to be 9 years old, maybe it's 83, 70 years after, whatever. People, I don't know how often people get married at that age. I'm sure we could find people who got married at 90. I'm sure there are people who get married at 90. Not every day. Most people at 90 are a little kalash. People get married at 90. Okay, it seems from the story of Avram Avinu that at a certain age, having kids is not to be expected, but you can get married. You can get married. That's not a problem. I'm sure if we look through the Gedolim books, you know, there must be some who are like very, very machra in the Isher of Tehiya Blo Isha. And if they were, you know, became a widower at 90, got remarried. Okay, see? Happens all the time. He wasn't an Eved Ivri. He wouldn't have married a Shivka. But that's not relevant. Okay, his fourth answer, and this is getting to a very Chomer Sugya, which the Rosh attacked for. He says that later on in Daf Mem Hey, there's a sugya about a happy shivka happy bat korin, whether kiddushin is tofes. And if kiddushin is tofes, then maybe you can have shivka harufa even the days when there's no such thing as an Eved Ivri. Here, and really, there's a lot of lumdus here. Ramban says kiddushin only tofes for an Eved Ivri, but if an Eved Ivri is mekadosh for one, she stays with kiddushin even when he stops being an Eved Ivri. And the Rashi says, no, where's that day? You don't need an Eved Ivri for Shivka Harufa at all. Any Jewish man can make a copy of Shivka Harufa to the story and make her a Shivka Harufa. So I think there are many answers, right? How do you get out of this? How does the Ramban get out of this? Okay, I'm going to need your help, Chaim. I'm running out of brief space. How does the Ramban get out of this? There's 4 answers to Shivka Harufa, and I'm sure if you're clever, you can come up with another 1 or 2. Basically, to get there to be a Shivka Harufa, you can make an old Shivka Harufa, you can make a Shivka Harufa, but not really totally on Eved Ivri, you can make an Eved Ivri grandfather. There are plenty of ways out, says the Ramban. The Ramban, gives 4 answers. Okay, how about Bati Ori Boma? That's Mamish Adin and Deeds of Hillel, right? Which is, Din Days of Hillel, many hundreds of years after Shivat Zion, that Bati Eretz Chomo was Nahud. See, you must be out of focus. It's not my proper mind computer. There are things in the road that who try to make cameras go out of focus. How about Bati Ori Choma? How does Ramban get out of that? How did they use Bati Ori Choma in the days of Hillel? That's not like one shot and one pasuk of Shivka Harufa, weird case. That's like a Mefurash Mishnah. A Mefurash Mishnah that Hillel had in Bati Ori Choma, and Bati Ori Choma doesn't apply when there's no Yovel. How did Ramban get out of that? The Ramban and the whole Beit Midrash, the Ramban, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva, they all say the same thing. What do they say, anyone? They say there is Yovel Durabanan during Vayishteni. There's no Yovel Doraisa. There could be Yovel Durabanan. Why doesn't the Yovel Durabanan answer up the Shivka Harufa? Because Yovel Durabanan can be a Purma, not a Kula. It can't permit someone to sleep with a Shivka when they're not allowed to sleep with it, all right? If they're not really an Ivri, you can't say, now you're an Ivri, and you're allowed to sleep with the Shifa, and that's going to be cool. The Rabbani can't be a Kula, but the Rabbani still the Chumra, or, you know, Hefker Bez and Hefker Brats, you have to give the help back. Correct. It's only Rabbani that wouldn't have brought a Karabon. Okay, many people can explain the Karabon based on Rabbani, but they're going to tell all you can explain, And that's where the Ramban Udi'ime, the Ramban of Eben Rosho, says the Ramban, that Hiknu Yobel Midrabanan. And that's again Rabbi Tam, right? Rabbi Tam says no such thing as Yobel Midrabanan. How do we know that? Tosfos holds no such thing as Yobel Midrabanan.
Because
Tosfos says in Alam Rabban Bay, they're after the Tikkun. The Tikkun Rabban Hashem is there. The hard little Tikkun on a Yobel, Nikol Yobel. Why didn't they ever make a Yobel Midrabanan? They would never make Yovel Midrabanan because that's a Derish in Roma Tibri Cholam Lamud Ba. Derish in Roma Tibri Cholam Lamud Ba. 2 years without agriculture? Again, even the people older than me in this room don't really understand Mesiras Nefesh. You don't know what Shemitah was like back in the days. We have historical records of what Shemitah was like back in the days from Josephus, from Roman authors. You know, we think of Shemitah as, okay, creates a lot of social awkwardness because I hold to this and you hold to that. The produce is more expensive in the supermarket, etc. But Shemitah doesn't really... Again, Rav Yirmiyahu is very upset at me. Obviously, internally, ideally, our whole neshama should be different in the Shemitah year. We should have the Shemitah Shemitah, etc. But realistically, Shemitah doesn't really change our lives. We go to this supermarket instead of that supermarket, and we have a pak Shemitah, and we spend more money on our grocery bill, and etc. And even if we're a farmer, it's already a bigger deal. But even if we're a farmer, somehow we, whatever a sheet is, we work it out that by the end of the year, we're still all well fed and our kids are still wearing shoes and we still have a roof over our heads. Once upon a time, shita meant real mitzvah nefesh, like there was mamish no puti. Once upon a time, every 7 years, a regular person walked around hungry for a year because there just wasn't so much puti. And it was real mysterious nefesh. As a matter of fact, some of the historical sources say that that the Jews actually were in very bad health during the Shemitah years. That sometimes the goyim would pick Shemitah to make war against the Jews because they knew they couldn't fight well because they were weak, so they didn't have enough food to eat for a year. It was really hard. So 2 years in Rome was not. Aim Rome with Tirichol Lambo. And you can't make Xera the Aim Rome with Tirichol Lambo. Agav, there's a nice deal here. This is a famous proof for the sheet of the Sma against the Chazon Ish. The Sma and Chazon Ish, it's funny. The Sma was the first parish on the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Sma lived 400 years ago. The Chazon Ish lived, when I was a kid. I guess usually Gedolim who lived when I was a kid wouldn't argue on, the very first parish on the Shulchan Aruch. But the Chazon Ish had no problem arguing any offer they wanted to. Okay, what's the obvious kasha on Tosfos? Side point. If it's impossible to go 2 years without agriculture, and that's why they couldn't be gozer, then what's the kasha? How do we manage in the Torah? Right? If it's impossible, how do we manage in the Torah? The answer is, what do you mean how we manage in the Torah? What are you, an atheist? We manage in the Torah of the Nate. Who says there'll be an ace in the well? Here are the Torah said there'll be an ace. The Torah said it's no problem. Teach me that we talk on Hashem, and Hashem will give you enough food. It's no problem. So it's an easy lamod bo. If it's easy lamod bo, then what did Tosfos say in Rova to your whole lamod bo?
That's only when it's the rice and not when
when she just saw rice, Hashem makes the nace that you have enough food. There are buttons, you go to Shemitah, there are buttons, there are buttons, if you go to an ace. When she just saw rice, it's not mysterious nefesh. Meaning, it's psychological mysterious nefesh. You have to be tachon, but it all works out. And, I'm sure it's psychologically hard, ain't a dome, I mean, she's the pasta salo, et cetera. Okay, however it works out. But Hashem takes care of the nace, but Shemitah Rabbanan, there's no nace, that's the Sma, right? The Sma, right? There's only a nace when the Shemitah Doraita, or Avtacha, as he said, there's no Avtacha when it's Shemitah Rabbanan. And that is, and the Chazon Ish, right? That Not true. Chas v'shalom. Whatever tani get, whatever Chazal goes there, Hashem is mekayim kimu v'kiflo. Right, kimu bezin shalmalam achigadru bezin shalmata. That whatever Chazal say, Hashem is mekabel, and Hashem makes the neith as well. And the Chazal says, "Mike v'chol yom, whoever keeps shmita, Hashem does the neith for them." This is a very, very, very big idiom, the Sma versus the Chazal ish, because it underlies the whole Heter Mechira. After all, the Taina always is, why do you need a Heter Mechira? You need a Heter Mechira, because otherwise, we can't live. What do you mean? That proves that Mizrachnikim are atheists, right? Because what do you mean you can't live without a Heter Mechira? If you believe in Hashem, Hashem promised you a bracha. So what's the Machloket? The Machloket, if you hold like the Sma, then there's no bracha, because Shemitah is not a Zed Rabbana. If you hold like the Sma, there's no Havtacha, Shemitah is not a Zed Rabbana, and therefore, you need a Heter. Or you don't need a Heter, but you might need a Heter. If you hold like the Chazan Ish, there's nothing even talked about in the Heter. There's not even a Shatav Chak. If you keep Shemitah, you'll have a bracha. So therefore, there's no Shatav Chak at all. So there's no even a half of a meter. You don't even have to ask the Heter if you're worked or not. There's no need for a Heter because there's a bracha. So according to the Chazan Ish, there's a bracha even Shemitah Rabbana, according to the Sma, and that's why the Chazan Ishnikim don't believe there's any need for Heter Mechira. I mean, besides the issue of nowadays, they're secular farmers, but originally the fight was not about secular farmers. While the Rav Kupnikim hold like the Sma that there's no bracha when Shemitah Drabanim, and that's why we need a Heter. And the Tosfos here really works much better according to the Sma. So the possible only the 2 years that I revolted. So what happened in the Bais Rishon? Then there was a Hatzaka, but in Shemitah Drabanim, no Hatzaka. This is the famous marker for the Sma. Okay, now
the Chazon Ish also has coolers.
Fascinatingly, the Chazan Ish also has kula. The Chazan Ish has many kulas. But the difference is that the kula of Heter Mechira is to not keep Shemitah, right? Because you're positive Shemitah because of Heter Mechira. The kula of the Chazan Ish are all, you can keep Shemitah but still have kulas. Okay, so the Chazan Ish say, as long as you keep Shemitah, you get the bracha. If you want to have kulas just to make it a little easier for you so you're not under so much stress, that's okay. As long as you're keeping Shemitah, you'll still get a bracha. Now, why would you say don't use any kulas and you'll still get the bracha? Okay, maybe the bracha don't use all the kulas available for you to keep Shemitah. Yay, so I am not for now. Okay, anyway, this is no tangents of pandas allowed. Or you want tangents of pandas, ask me on Thursday and I'll just go so far. Done it now on Monday, but it's Wednesday. But the Rambana says there's Yom Rabbanan during Bayis Sheni. So if you anyone see the eraser?
Yeah, there it is. I didn't photograph it in red.
It's okay.
Rabbi Master, the Chazon Ish is cooler is only because of Sfatik the Rabbanan the cooler. So the bracha shouldn't be mashpia on that cloud.
Okay, fair. So let's do things. The Ramban, the Ode, say, Nahag Yovel Midrabanan. That's fine. If Yovel Midrabanan, then our Gemara still works out. Yovel Midrabanan, if you just stop the Midrabanan, you can make a principle. But if Yovel Midrabanan, then Nika. And then Nika Bate Orikoma. And there are Harbe Tirutsim. Okay, that's not the hard one. Okay, how does the Rambam hold about this? That Yovel was knowing Doraisa, that Yovel was knowing Dorabanan, that wasn't knowing at all during that chain? How does the Rambam hold? Anyone?
No, Yovel.
The Rambam holds Yovel was not knowing at all during Bayis Sheni. The Rambam holds it wasn't knowing at all during Bayis Sheni. The Rambam is very, very, very mefurish about this. He says in Perek Yud Halacha Chet, Mishagolah Shevarubish Shevigod B'chatsi V'nasha Batluah Yovlos. And maybe more than that, he says explicitly, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, right there. Avav Yishlo Haysa Shem Yovel B'Bayis Sheni, Monim HaYosak Yudhikad HaShemitah. So they counted it, just know what Shemitah was, there's no Yovel Bayis Sheni. He keeps saying there's no Yovel by Sheni, no Yovel by Sheni, no Yovel by Sheni. They counted it. It says, Mod of Shemitah be Yovel. They counted the Yovel. He says, both in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel and in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tesvav, they counted it, but there was not Noah Yovel during Bayashemi. The Rambam seems pretty clear they weren't Noah Yovel during Bayashemi. And here I have a bit of a problem. It says the Rambam, Lo Noah Yovel.
Is that the same sheet as Tosos?
What?
Is that the same sheet as Tosos?
Tosos said, very often they said, Yovel needs a right during Bayashemi.
Didn't Tosos put in more Arafin saying that they only counted Yovel as being the
Kaddish? That's only in the Hatamina. That basically, what did you do with that Gemara? They only counted Yovel to keep a placeholder. Pasha, it sounds like the Rambam. They didn't keep Yovel. I mean, Tom says it's only Havminu, and that's rejected in the end. And the Ramban would say that that Gemara is not like Rebbe. It's like, I'm more arguing like Rebbe. Or Shmita Garaisa, even though they didn't, Shmita Garaisa, the old Rabbanan. But it meant that on a Garaisa level, they counted Yovel to know when Shmita was. But on a Darbana level, they have to go for itself. But you're right, the punch is out of that Gemara. That's why Tosfos is very bothered by that Gemara. And he says it's only a, money Yolo to Kaddish, Lekadish Shmitin after Rabbeinu Tam. First he says, but then Rabbeinu Tam says, right, where does he say that? He gets back to that Gemara. And he says, someplace, that was in the Havmin, and before we know the Aseres HaShvatim came back. But in the Maskan, it's not true. Okay, he would say that's only Havmin. The Ram says there's no Yovel at all. How does he answer the Asim Shefa Charifa? We have four answers in our body. We can pick anyone he wants. And he can probably think of a fifth if he wants. How does he explain the Chanat Hillel of Bati or Koma? Is Mamish a mystery to me? I looked through all the acronym. I only found one who asked this Mefurish, and his answer is impossible. The Chok Nachan, an Erechin. Oh, you probably more people asked that. The Chok Nachan, an Erechin, Daf Kapet. According to the Rambam, there's no Yom Bayashani, so why did Hillel make it the kind of about Bati Erechoma? There was no Bati Erechoma. And the Rambam himself writes, for Gidol HaTest, no Bati Erechoma, there's no Yovel. It must be that the Rambam had a different girsa, and that wasn't a tekana of Hillel about Bati Erechoma. It was the tekana of someone else a long time ago. First of all, there is no other girsa that we found in the Mishnah, and the Gemara in a few places quote this Mishnah says we learn from tekana of Hillel things that have to do with giving money to people against their will and all kinds of diukim. And here, Sarek Ian Gadol. Me takana Hillel the Indian Bate already coma. The only answer I found is the Chok Nasa on Erechin Daf Kaf Tes, who says it wasn't the takana Hillel, and the Rambam must have had a different girsa, which would mean he has to have a different girsa all over Shas when they quote takana Hillel in terms of that. And there's no there's no other girsa like that around. I thought I had an answer, but I don't have an answer for how the Rambam is going to explain Takanas Hillel. In the Mishnah Torah, he didn't say Takanas Hillel, he just says the Halach, which is fine. The Mishnah Torah doesn't usually who made what Takanas. But hard to imagine that he denied that it was Hillel. The Gemara says all over, from the Takanas Hillel, even in Gittin, later on in Gittin, they want to know, if you make a sign to give someone money, you give the money against their will, to that count, they say, well, from the Takanas Hillel, we can learn, they call it Takanas Hillel. Certainly in Gadol, Masifta doesn't help us there. Someone here has to be smarter than me and figure out an answer. But certainly in Gadol, the Rambam says there is no Yovel. If there's Yovel Drabbanan, he should have said so. Right? If there's such thing as Yovel Drabbanan, he should have said so. If there is no Yovel, then how could there be a kind of Hillel about Bati Erechoma? Right? And don't say there are no Bati Erechoma and Drabbanan when there's no Yovel. I'm going to say explicitly, none of these are known when there's no Yovel, except for Shmita Ta'aret and Shmita Ksop and Drabbanan. Bati Erechoma is not known in Drabbanan. Starting in Gadol, the Chok Nathan was desperate. We see how tough this question is by the desperation of the Chok Nathan, where he says the Rambam had a gear that it wasn't Hillel. It was someone during Bais Rishon.
meaning he just said to hear enough. He can hello him. And it's confirmed by his Rishon, but that's impossible. Shah, I really don't know. We'll put him on the board just because I don't know anything. Then the poking up on an air hint, Dr. Pest. He said the Rambam Lo Gara. Lo Gara the Shmoshel Hillel. But I'm saying that we missed that they changed the earth in like four plates of cha, and there was no manuscript from their manuscripts from close to the time of the Rambam that ever had such a gersa. I think it's possible. But I really don't know how the Rambam could live with the Mishnah Erechim Kaf Tes of Takanas Hillel and say there's no Yovel in by Shani. I won't say, the Rambam song, I'm talking to you, you're working. You're working, even that real good. But the Rambam says, of course, you're going to live a test. No, you're going to live a test. I start him, how does the Rambam explain to Takanas Hillel, and he's not bothered at all, if there's no Yovel during Bayashemi, I mamish don't know. What I'd like to say is that, I mamish don't know.
Yovel's never in Jerubana.
There's no such thing as Yovel. The Rambam never mentions Yovel being Jerubana.
Then he has still the drasha.
What?
Then he's still the drasha, but it means he has come to and start about the Yovel itself.
The when Yovel's Doraisa, Shemitah's Doraisa. When Yovel's not Doraisa, Shemitah's not Doraisa. But they made a takana of Shemitah Jerubana for Yovel.
What? I'm a little bit confused about the Lashon HaRambam in the end of Halacha.
When Yovel's Doraisa, Shemitah's Doraisa. When Yovel's not Doraisa, Shemitah's not Doraisa. And what happens when Yovel's not Doraisa? They were gold, they're Shemitah Midrabanan, but they weren't gold, they're Yovel Midrabanan.
Lashon of Iyat Kamashame, we would hope would be, mean the same thing in the first
episode. No, because any drop of a pasuk is only talking on the Doraisa level. That's what we mean in our Gemara, right? Our Gemara says Iyat Kamashame, but he knew Rabbanan did Shame, right? So that's not a problem here. Okay, this Raman Sarkin, Godel Evi, what do you have to say? You have an answer?
I'm a little bit confused about the Lashon HaRambam on the end of Halacha Gimel Perek Yud. Because he's the last couple of lines. Manu Sheva Shmitos, the Kitchu Shnas Chamishim. What does that mean? If it means just that they, as a space filler, the Lashon Kitchu is a little bit difficult.
But look at the next line.
I know, that's why I don't understand. That's why I'm confused.
But the pasuk says "Mikdash Mishnat Hamishim Shana." That's the Lashon HaPasuk.
Say that.
Okay, I understand where you're going.
But I'm not going anywhere. I'm confused.
Okay. The
Navoch, as the Rambam would say.
Yes, it is a great question. I think the answer might be if you're looking for Chaim there, he talks about how perhaps you have to be Mekadesh. He really, he doesn't think this in the end. Maybe in the end he says you don't have to be Mekadesh the Yovel year in order to use it as a placeholder for Shemitah. In the end he doesn't say that. So it's a good question. What does the Rambam mean when he says Mamish two sentences in a row? He says the Kitchu Shnas HaChamishim Afa Bishlo Haitha Shem Yovel Vayishani Monam HaYosu Gidin Kadesh Shemitos. But still, it says Kitchu Shnas HaChamishim Afa Bishlo Haitha Shem Yovel. Well, it means they didn't actually keep the Yovel. There's a Kadesh Shnas HaChamishim as a placeholder, even though it is a funny lashon. Anyway, this is the Tzarkin Gadol Rambam. Anyone who can solve this problem, the Rambam, I would give them a medal. In the days of the Amoran, I would like to give you one of the marriage, right? But now they don't know the work that way. So I would give you a medal. But these are the three sheets. What happened by Shani? The Yotam is a very radical shot, which requires tremendous attack, both in Pagana Tumbal and in Dine Kodesh Rabbala. The Ramban and most Rishonim who follow him say, in between shots, it was not in Rabbana. That way, our figure works fine, but the figure of Bati Arakom and Pagana Tumbal also works fine. And Shifra Group, they find plenty of it. For each of which, for now, the Ramban said, no Yovel by Shani. And everything about your soul says there's no Yovel by Shani. no Yovel. Who's the most known? They only count in the Yovel year as a placeholder for Shmita. Manu Yovel for Kadesh Shmita, not because Yovel was known. The Rambam shot in the Gemara. The only problem is I don't know how to answer the Tanahilu about Bate or Koma. I really, I tried many, many, I feel like I've been in a maze. So I keep trying something and then getting to a dead end. So again, anyone who wants the medal, now you have your way to earn the medal. We did not get to the question of, okay, maybe we won't spend so much time on the relation of the Yerushalmi and the Sefra. We'll just mention Orcha, but we didn't get to the middle of the Makor sheet, sort of the second part of one. We didn't get to all of them. We didn't get to the discussion of whether the sheet itself is on a death, right? Really, anyone tell me historically why this conversation started and whether or not the sheet itself is on a death? Did it start because everyone had a nice shot on the Sogya? How did this start historically, the Sogya?
People stopped.
Because the Rishonim looked around and in almost, you know, in Provence, in Spain, you know, in many, many countries, they looked around and said, hold on a second. No one keeps shooting the stuff in nowadays. Finding it so hard, you just have the right equivalence coming here, and no one does. And they wondered why. And from there, they went back to Arsug and tried to figure out an answer. So we'll have to cause an answer next time. So next time, we'll finish Makorashi 2. And what I want to go on to is we keep saying everything technically depends on our quotes being rocky and coastal here, but we haven't figured out what underlies Buffalo's rocky and coastal and what's really going on in this thing yet. Should it be Hefker Bezen Hefker? Should not be Hefker Bezen Hefker? That's a big question. And we will get exactly that question, Mir Tashem, next time. So I'll see you all, Mir Tashem, on Thursday.
Can I ask some questions?
You sure can.
Okay, first of all, I'm not usually very pedantic, but the quotation of the Kisav Yad is not correct.
Oh, sorry. What's the correct quotation?
No, Heget Shvit Beharetz Medivrei.
And?
And the rest is b'chein hashmatat k'safim. That's the rest is okay.
B'chein
hashmatat k'safim b'chol mokom medivrei.
Okay. You're right.
It doesn't say chutz me. It doesn't say chutz.
Sorry.
I don't know what it means. I can say I take a picture here. Take your picture. I can go back. Okay. I got some pictures.
Okay.
That was just a minor
point.
I don't know. There's something else that I didn't understand. That's the corner, bottom right hand corner. The Machlokes Abai and Rava.
Mm-hmm.
With respect to how Rashi understands the difference between Abai and Rava. Rava, according to Rashi, Rava is cholek on Abai with respect to the whole issue of Rebbe. Right? Rava holds that Shmita Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Hazeh is Midoraisa.
No.
You work Rava through Hefker Bez and Hefker.
No,
that's how Rava understands it.
No,
Rashi learns.
No, not exactly. Rava admits that Shviyath Mezmanazeh is Rabbanan, but he holds Shviyath Bimei Hillel was the Oraisa, and therefore works through Hefker Bez and Hefker. Rava admits Mezmanazeh is Rabbanan, but we don't care about Mezmanazeh, we care about Hillel. In the days of Hillel, it was the Oraisa, and therefore you need Hefker Bez and Hefker.
Okay, so that's what I didn't understand. Say that. Now,